Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries, and today Pastor Mina Livingston will be talking about plans. What are your plans? What are your plans for the present and the future? Do your plans include your eternity when you no longer dwell upon the earth and your physical corporality? These and other questions, and as well as revelation from the Lord, will be revealed today. And now, without further ado, I give words to Pastor Mina Livingston.
Top of the morning. Thank you for tuning in to Push My Story. We thank you for just joining us this morning. We have a great topic. As Elder was talking about the plans, and, you know, when we put plans in place, we have to go by them. You know, many times we put things in order, and we put our priorities in place, we have to follow them, you know, because they are important. But this particular plan I want to talk about this morning is the plan of God. And this plan of God sets everything straight. It gives us the whole entire picture. And God concludes the whole entirety of the whole situation of your plan. I want to tell you, you know, I can remember when I was a child, and I can remember my mother said, I don't want you talking to strangers, you know, and I always heard the negative side about strangers. You know, they were, you know, it was negative, it wasn't bad, but she never told me or taught me that all strangers are not bad. And many times when things are not familiar with us, we have the tendency of, you know, don't want to have nothing to do with it, or we don't want to acknowledge it, or we don't want to learn of it, because we have this stereotype thought, or somebody told us that instilled in us, so we look at it one way. Well, we want to get into that, amen, the meat in the heart of that, simply because God is a stranger to many, and I want you to know that he is a friend to us, but we just got to know him. So we be coming from the book of James, the second chapter, the 23rd verse, and there's some other scriptures that you can take notes and write them down. They're very good scripture that relates to the topic. And it's coming from Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 6th verse. Also, the book of Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 7th verse. Isaiah, the 41st chapter, and the 8th verse. Romans, the 4th chapter, the 3rd verse. James, the 2nd chapter, and the 24th verse, And there is many scriptures that they relate and cross-reference that relates to this topic. So we want to talk about God being a stranger to many people. And simply because they are strangers, many times we fail to get the plan of God and where our source comes, because God is our solar system. And without him, nothing will exist. Nothing could come about it. And I want you to know that the sun, if you look at the sun, is a natural being. Actually, it's a living organism. A lot of people don't agree with that. But it's just not a big old lamplight for us to do our activities and, you know, lay at the sun to get sun baths. You know, so many times, you know, people don't replace the sun, you know, with saunas and tanning. But, you know, we know that the sun is the center. It's the center solar system. And without the sun, we will not survive. We will not live. And the sun provides many things for us. For one thing, it provides our food. And we know without the food, you know, we cannot live. We know that it plays a major part. So I don't want you to take for granted that because the sun is shining and you're looking at the sun as just being the sun, just being there just for a picture, just something to be seen. But the sun plays a major part in our lives. And so I want you to know that not only that it gives us the light for our activities and the food for, you know, for us to eat, but also give us vitamins. You know, it provides vitamin D. And, you know, God is, you know, he is wonderful. I mean, he knows what we need. He knows what it's going to take for us. So we serve in a God that's very wise. Also, the sun also provides warmth, you know, to life, you know, on the planet. Because, you know, if we didn't have warmth, we would freeze to death, you know, or there won't be no temperature. But we know that the sun is about 150 million miles away from the Earth. We know that's in kilowatts. But actually, it's like 93 miles away from the sun, from the Earth to the sun, 93 million miles away. So that's a very good distance. So if you really get into the solar system and how it works, you'll find out that it is necessary that we have this, that we have the solar system and what the solar system means to us that are living on the Earth. Also, it's a precipitation, you know, if it had not been for the sun, you know, evaporates the water off our bodies, you know, or the waters, you know, that surrounding waters, you know, in the sea, in the ocean and so forth, you know, there would not be any rain. We know that. There wouldn't be no rain, no snow. So the sun plays a very important part. Matter of fact, if you look at it, you get into the depths of it, the sun is the center. And around, you know, surrounding the sun is all the orbited, you know, things that orbits around the sun. And we know that Earth is one of them. So we got, like, you know, different planets. So, you know, we have billions and billions of planets. But I want you to know that the sun is the star. This star is it's a star. You can't look at it as just, when you look up at it and see it, that it's just something bright, but it's a big mass. It has the intense heat that we need, and the intense heat is the gases that's in the sun that we need. So the sun provides a lot of things. Why are we talking about the sun? Well, we're talking about the sun because we're talking about the necessity of the sun. And many times people take for granted, you know, and maybe don't have the knowledge of what, you know, the sun does for us, that is the solar system. And we want you to know that Jesus Christ is our solar system. Even though we might be a stranger to God and we don't know, amen, but I want you to know that you can be a friend to God. And how can we become friends to God? Well, let's read it. Let's go to the book of James. James, the third chapter, and let's look at the, let me look at the verse here. James, let's look at James, James, the second chapter, the 23rd verse. And it says, the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See, because of the plan, as Elder was bringing forth, the plan of God, Abraham caught on. He connected onto the real source of our energy, the real source of life, and he tapped into it. And when he tapped into it, he received everything that he needed, everything that he could ever wish for. God provides for him because he is the source. He is our source today, and many people don't know where their source comes from. But I want you to know this morning that if it had not been for God, we would not exist. So, God is the solar system, and it is such a constant and reliable sight that few of us rarely know that it exists. But he exists, whether we acknowledge it or not. God exists. When we tap into plan of God, when we know that he is our source, we know that he provides everything. He provides our food. He provides our light. He provides everything. And how he has the ecosystem, how it works like clockwork. Everything plays a part. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a duty and an assignment from God. So what happens is, if we're not careful, we find ourselves going against the grain. We find ourselves going against God. And you cannot fight God. So when we go against God, we find out that the plan that we have in place, we find ourselves that things are not working properly or going the way that we think it should go, simply because we don't know God and we don't know where our source comes from. See, God is good and he's wonderful, and he hid nothing from us. It's an open book. God is an open book, and he's a written epistle, and is read by all men. Matter of fact, he sent his son, and he came and walked through this earth, an earth that he created and made to be the example for us, that we may know how to go about and how to receive the things that God has in place. And God has so many great things for us, and for our future and the future to come. But we got to get to know him, and this is the problem. The problem is we don't know him, and the only way that we're going to know him is through his word, the word of God, through meditation, through talking to God, soaking in the scriptures, soaking into getting the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we get to know him and we begin to follow through, we become attached and we become partners. And if you notice, you know, you can be acquainted with God, but that doesn't mean that you're close to God. You can be an associate, but that doesn't mean that you know God, you know of him. But when you are become a friend of God, that means that you have connections there. You spend some time together. You got to know each other, and you know the workmanship and what is required. So we know that God is our source. God is looking to us, amen, to do and carry out the work. And our assignment is to let others know that he is our source. Because so many times people are caught up in so many other myths, so many other different cultures, so many other different religions, so many different other things that does not work. And we find ourselves falling. We find ourselves not healing. We find ourselves that cannot make things work because we try to do it without God. Now, God will be a friend as long as you want him to be a friend. God will provide for us when nobody else will provide. He's just like the solar system. He is just like the sun. It has a duty, and it provides for us, and it'll work for us. And well, the more that we know more about it, the more knowledge we receive, the better we have a better relationship with God. The reason why many don't have a relationship with God is because they don't know him. We were taught, you know, negative things, or we share some things that was negative. And for some reason or another, we believe it. But some things, you have to do some research for yourself. You have to know God for yourself. And God is a friend. Now, see, I want to talk about Abraham because Abraham walked with God. He talked with God. And he became friendly. He became a partner. He became to know him. And this is what it's all about. It's become to know who our solar system, our source comes from. Our source comes from the Almighty God. And he didn't just drop it out the air. He took the time. He took the time and he created the heavens and the earth. It took him 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. He took his time with love and passion that he was given to us when he gave us the earth. We are earthly bound, but we got to become spiritual friendly. See, we're not spiritual friendly because we think that because we don't understand and we don't see God, that it does not exist. God does exist, my friend. But we have to become spiritual friendly. And that means that even though he is superior and we don't know everything about him, but we can seek to find out, amen, where our source comes from. We can become very knowledgeable who God really is. Many times people fear the unknown, but there is no fear in that. See, there is no fear in that. God is nothing but love. He has that love, that perfect love that passes all understanding. He has that love that will cover the multitude of sin. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. And he's a forgiving God. He will forgive us for all our sins, our debts, and our trespasses in sin. Man won't forgive you, but God will forgive you. God will just, you know, take our sins and just put it away and never to remember them no more. He will not even remember the sins of our youth. Many times we, you know, because of our ignorance and because we didn't know the truth or because we weren't taught the truth and because we were in darkness and alienate from God, we find ourselves doing the wrong thing. We become mischievous. We be full of craftiness. We're constantly trying to figure out how we can get over and how we can punish someone else. But that's not the way you go about it. God does not have that kind of plan. And because of the foolishness of man and because of the foolishness of knowledge, many perish. They perish in their sin and they die without knowing who their solar system and how God was their source. If it had not been for God, let me tell you something, the world would not exist. Life would not exist without God. Just like he put the sun there, and the sun is a star, is a living organism, and if it had not been for God putting the sun there, we would not have life on this earth. We have to understand why the solar system is the solar system. What is the solar system? What is the galaxy? What does it provide for us? Why is it so important to take care of our earth? Why is it so important to do the right thing? Because every time we refuse God, every time we try to change the laws of God, and we become the enemy of God and not being friendly to the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, to the things that are spiritual, we become the enemy. And then, therefore, when we become the enemy, we find ourselves polluting. We begin to pollute the earth. We begin to pollute ourselves. Because when we pollute the earth, we pollute ourselves. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know if we don't take care of the earth, you know, if we do not take care of ourselves, therefore we go against God and we'll not become spiritual friendly because we don't know who he is. But when we come to know who he is, who God really is, we begin to understand and God will become a friend. Just like Abraham. Abraham was a friend of God. Because, why was he a friend of God? Because he believed God. He took out the time and he sought the Lord. He found out that there was something greater than he was. And because that spark, that little spark, it caught hold of a whole new world, a whole new revelation, because he seek and he search and he believe God. The scripture said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was fully persuaded. This is what we have to do. We have to be fully persuaded. We got to not have any doubt. See, doubt comes from fear. Doubt comes from not knowing the truth. I want you to know that the things that are empty in your life, the things that you're struggling with, it's because we don't have the knowledge. If we had the knowledge of God, the word of God, if we had that knowledge, we are able to go through, we begin to understand why things are the way they are. So therefore, we think that everybody's against us. We think that everybody is, you know, hating on us, and it's not. And because we don't know and they are strangers to us, therefore we call them the enemy. No, many, many, many people as our enemies to God, many people don't know God because they don't know the solar system of God. They don't know that he is the solar system. He is our God, our creator. And as much as we don't want to believe it, it's fine if you don't want to believe it. That's your prerogative. However, it does not change who God is. It does not change. Every day we look out and the sun come out, regardless how we feel or what we do throughout the day, the sun comes out. It does its job. When the sun doesn't come out, then it wasn't time for it to come out. But we know that it is on clock purpose, and it has a time and it has a season, and it works with the plan of God. Knowing that God has a plan in place for us and understanding what the plan, the will, and his purpose is, my God, you can walk on water, my friend. You can walk in the supernatural if you just get away from this earth. And what I mean get away from this earth, we are earthly bound because God created us. When he created us, we became earthly bound. So we were made out of this earth existence. So we are earthly bound. So therefore, we go through our five senses. We, you know, through our eye gate, our ear gate. And then we begin to learn the solar system of the world. We begin to know our surroundings. But there's something greater beyond this earth. This earth is just a planet. It's just a star. It's just there's millions of planets. There are millions and millions of stars out there that are planets that's in the galaxy, and they call it the Milky Way. Isn't that something? We got planets that we never even heard of. We've named a few, Mercury, Jupiter, Mars, and all that. Those are the closest ones to us, to the sun, because it evolves. So when we evolve, it orbits in Earth, you know, it orbits around the sun. So we have astronauts, and we got all kind of, you know, things that's evolving the moon. You think about it. If you get into the research and you get into the history and you get into all that, you'll know who God is. You will conclude in your summary that there is someone greater than I. There is someone greater than this earth, because it had to take someone to put it here. It just didn't evolve by itself. Nobody just, you know, it just came, just appeared. No, somebody put it out there. So therefore, it's good to know who put it out there, who made this all possible, who was so kind and so gracious. And he knew. God knew. He knew from the beginning, before you were born, that you were, many of us was not going to believe, many of us was going to turn away, many was going to turn a deaf ear. He knew. God knew from the very beginning. Because we don't pursue God, because we don't believe in God, because therefore we have our own agenda, we have our own plan, and we begin to try to function off, you know, humanity. Humanity. That's all we know. But it's more than that. That's all we know. We get what we know. You know, you search little, you get little. Little knowledge, guess what? You get to know nothing but very few things. But to keep on searching and keep on seeking, knowledge is powerful. You can never get enough of knowledge because it's too vast, it's too much. And you could keep on researching and keep on researching and find something new every time. God is like a diamond in the rough. He is awesome. God said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. You have no idea, you have no clue what God has in store for you. And he wants you not become earthly bound, but he wants you to become heavenly bound. He wants you to become spiritual friendly. He wants you to become God friendly. God is real. God extended his hand. He knows that many times, you know, it's not your fault, because sometimes your parents didn't know, or their parents didn't know to tell you. Sometimes we have to seek and find out for ourselves. Sometimes we got to take that journey, that venture for ourselves, because we can't depend on others or look to others to help us. We have to look to God, and we got to find out why we're here. And sometimes you got to just go on your own ventures, on your own journey, and seek out God for yourself. So we hope that you got something out of the Word of God, because there is a plan that is in place for each and every one of us. And in this plan, God is God-friendly. And not only he will be a friend, he is our solar system. He is our provider. He will provide. He will open doors. He will heal. He will give you success. The scripture says that he wished above that we will prosper. and be in good health. But even now, our soul prosper. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile on you, and have a wonderful, blessed day.